Well, when Parramatta are winning, rugby league is winning.
Oh, there you go.
Don't you love the sound of that? That means on Saturday, 7:40, Parramatta taking on the Cowboys. They're walking wounded, the Cowboys, but my God, they are a brave side that march on. I'm glad to say that David Gower from Parramatta joins us. G'day, David.
Morning, boys. How you going?
All those old Eels fans, mate, they're coming out of the, well, I'm not going to say the closet. They're coming out of the woodwork.
So we've got a very large and proud supporter base, and yeah, we're very happy to be playing well for them, and we would love to see 40,000 plus there on Saturday night trying to get us into the preliminary against the Roosters.
Absolutely, mate. What did you take out of the weekend?
We played for 65 minutes. We sort of give them a 4-point start early on, and we start a little bit off the pace, and they're a quality side, and they made us pay, and then our start to the second half was not good enough. You know, we gifted them possession, and a little bit of ill discipline really cost us at the back end of that game. And we've always had the belief, and you know, it's been a 2-year progression for us, and you know, we're very confident in our ability and the depth of the squad, and we're really looking forward to Saturday night against a really tough and tenacious Cowboys team.
Of all the Giants in the NRL, is he the hardest, Taumalolo, to stop?
He's a big boy. If you let him get a run up against you, I think it makes it a lot harder. And now, obviously, we're going to try to work hard from markers and try to get stuck into him as early as we can and making sure, you know, we're hitting together and doing all the right things.
And, mate, how are you travelling? You've had a remarkable couple of years in the NRL. You're feeling good?
Yeah, the old boy. I'm still going good. I'm feeling strong, feeling good, feeling positive of where I'm at. So,
yeah,
you know, I've sort of only played a big part this year, which, you know, I sort of broke my hand at the midpoint and that was a little bit frustrating on my behalf, but yeah, I'm happy to do a part and a job for the squad, however Brad sees necessary.
You've had to do the hard yards, though, David, haven't you? I mean, you know, you've got your start over in the UK, then you've been through a few clubs, the Tigers, the Dragons, Manly, and that's where your association with Brad Arthur comes from?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to think I've just sampled what the NRL can offer. So, no, I've found a home at for the last 4 years, and Brad's been fantastic. And as you touched on, he was an assistant coach at Manly when I was there in 2013, and he's been fantastic for me. I think if it wasn't for Brad, I would have been in the north of England 4 years ago. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity he's gifted me. And I'd like to think that every time I've put that Parramatta jersey on, I've played my best, mate. I've done my best for the jersey and for the guys that have played before me.
Yeah, look, I just admire the turnaround at the club. Mate, given what's been going on, it's a phenomenal season.
Yeah, we've been, like I said, I touched on it. It's been obviously it's a 4-year progression under Brad, and we've been learning some tough lessons along the way. And the belief we've had has sort of been there for the last 2 years, and it's been a process for us. And we haven't won 16 games this year for no reason or by fluke. So, you know, we've earned our position and we've earned, you know, the favouritism this week, and we're really looking forward to getting stuck in and just doing what we can for our long-suffering fans.
Bevan French plays or doesn't play?
No, he wasn't named, so I think he's still a week away. I think Hammies are a tough one, especially because he sort of pinged it last game he played, I think, in round 24.
Yeah.
So, and if you play, you know, especially a fullback, and he's a little bit underdone, you risk of him going off after 20 or 30 minutes and being down, especially an outside back. There's not many teams carry outside backs on the bench anymore. So it's a big risk. And obviously we need to do a job this week against a tough opponent. So I'm not looking too far ahead. But an extra week for Bevan obviously is going to help him.
Yeah, fantastic. And, mate, now I've touched on the other game. Who wins the other one, Broncos-Penrith?
Yeah, tough one. Obviously, Suncorp's a different beast when you go up there and play in front of 55,000 screaming Queenslanders.
Yes.
So it's going to be a tough game. I think I'll give the Bronx the edge just because of the home ground advantage and the big game experience.
Yeah, it's hard to go past that. Look, David, fantastic stuff, mate. Play well this weekend.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.